You, like most people, are probably convinced that if it is real, it cannot be magic. And magic, it cannot be real. However, I believe we experience real magic when we transcend the paradox. When I talk about the world of real magic and miracles, I'm not referring to turning rocks into gold or raising the dead or commanding the seas to part. I'm discussing whatever you have considered beyond your ability to create for yourself because of limitations you believe you have. As I look back at the entire tapestry of my life, I can see that every aspect of my life was necessary and perfect. Each step led eventually to a higher place, even though that step often felt like an obstacle or a painful experience. Begin right now to reconsider your entire life experience as a beautiful journey toward greater awareness. A simple way to do this is to envision your life as a journey with three ascending paths. Enlightenment through suffering. At this stage, you ask, why me, when something occurs that is painful or difficult? After a while, you see, with the benefit of hindsight and suffering, that it allowed you to move on to another life experience of great value. You realize that you had to experience the pain in order to transcend it. Some people continue this cycle their entire lifetime. They never seem to get the message that unless you learn from your mistakes, you are doomed to repeat them. For persons in this category, real magic remains unavailable. If you recognize the first path as a pattern in your own life, then you probably have moved up past suffering as your means to learning to enlightenment through outcome. At this level, you develop a knowing that says, there are no accidents. Everything I am experiencing is necessary for me to move ahead to the next step. This is a shift of paramount significance. The shift in your mind allows you to look at the outcome of an event or experience and what you can learn from it. Instead of a poor me approach, you shift to a learning approach. You ask yourself, how can I create the outcome I want with what I'm presently experiencing? Many people spend their entire lifetimes on this second path. They see obstacles as opportunities. Living at outcome is far superior to living at suffering. What is missing in their lives, however, is the possibility of experiencing real magic and the ability to make miracles happen. For this, one needs to go to the third path on this metaphorical journey. Purpose. Learning that you have a heroic mission and getting in step with that mission is the path I'm encouraging you to take as you begin to introduce real magic into your life. Everything in the universe has a purpose. The invisible intelligence that flows through everything in a purposeful fashion is also flowing through you. Try thinking of your life as a parenthesis in eternity. The parenthesis opens the moment of your conception and closes at the instant of your death. The space within this parenthesis is your life, surrounded by something called eternity. The invisible self, the part that is not your physical sensory self, is the part that can contemplate eternity. Few of us have had any training or upbringing in how to tap into the power of our minds. In order to enter the world of real magic, you will need to learn how to go way beyond your rational mind and enter the dimension of spirituality. In order to participate in the high drama of miracle making and real magic, you must believe in your spiritual self, which has absolutely nothing to do with your religious affiliation. Once you have the experience of this invisible dimension and know this higher place that you can go to within your mind, you have the capacity to create miracles and live a life of real magic by using your invisible self to influence your physical reality. When you truly become a spiritual being first and a physical being second, and know how to live and breathe in this new alignment, you will become your own miracle worker. Go back to being a child again in your mind. You will see that the childhood experiences, whatever they were, helped that little person you were to become the adult you are today. Simply see that each experience led to the next and offered you something to grow on or not to grow on. I suggest that your presence in the world of form has a grand mission and that you can discover and begin thinking, feeling, and behaving in ways consistent with that mission. Getting to purpose in life by going within and discovering that purpose is about loving unconditionally and serving, alters one's worldview dramatically. Miracle making is then just around the corner. Suffering decreases measurably because the emphasis ceases to be, why me? When you go beyond outcome in life, you find yourself unconcerned about what's in it for you. You go beyond success, achievement, and performance as indications of your life's mission. Your purpose takes hold and you gain a sense of joy and inner harmony. Once you begin the journey toward a life on purpose, you enter the realm of real magic. Get yourself aligned with your purpose, because you can't really get anything. You show up here with nothing, you leave here with nothing. All you truly can do with this life in form is to give it away. Purpose is always about giving. Be a student. Stay open and willing to learn from everyone and anyone. Every single person you encounter in your lifetime has something to teach you. The ability to create real magic involves, first of all, being a student of life. Once you feel yourself open enough to experience your own purpose for being here, you will be ready to believe in your own capacity for becoming your very own miracle. Your thoughts are something that you control, and they originate with you. Thought is our way of processing and recording our human experience. Your thoughts create your experience of your health, wealth, and every detail of your world. As a step toward the awakened life of real magic, you must consider how your thoughts have contributed to a non-miraculous, limiting approach to life. Then you will know that you can also produce the opposite. All of the things that you have become convinced are limits are products of the way in which you have learned to think. People who believe only what they can see or prove scientifically are limited by the current level of sophistication of our measuring devices. Be a person who accepts no limits in your mind. None. You cannot outthink your weaknesses and limitations. What you can do is leave that stage of your life behind you and walk through the gate into a new way of being. You leave behind the belief that you cannot change, and you will leave behind the physical activity that has supported that belief. Picture it behind you, look back at it, and know that you no longer live that way. Know this to be a truth, and you'll soon see yourself creating real magic in your life. Examine what you believe to be impossible, and then change that belief. Try to let in the idea that there is another dimension that is very much a part of you, which has nothing to do with logic or scientific validation. You have never seen, touched, smelled, or physically felt a thought, or a dream, or a feeling, yet you know they exist. And so it is with a portion of your humanity that I call your soul. There are some who will never believe it unless they see it, and others who will see it because they believe it. A spiritual being knows that there are other senses beyond the five physical senses. The non-spiritual being lives exclusively within the five senses, believing that if you cannot see, touch, smell, hear, or taste it, then it simply doesn't exist. As you work toward becoming a spiritual being as well as a physical being, you begin to live more and more consciously within the invisible realm. Hence, a whole new world opens up. The non-spiritual being is focused on external power. The spiritual being is focused on personal empowerment. For the non-spiritual being, this is perceived as an escape from reality. But for the spiritual being, it is an introduction to a whole new reality. Spiritual beings do not order their lives to be against anything. They work for what they are for, rather than fighting what they are against. The non-spiritual being knows that there are real-world limitations, and that while there may be some evidence that miracles exist, they are viewed as random happenings for a few fortunate others. The spiritual being knows that miracles are very real, and that the forces that have created miracles for others are still present in the universe and are something that can be tapped into. Regardless of how you have chosen to be up until now, working toward becoming a spiritual being can be your specific choice today. You simply have to decide that this is the way you would like to live out the remainder of your life. With that kind of an inner commitment, you are underway. It is most important for you to know, however, that being able to make miracles happen is fundamentally a result of how you choose to align yourself, how you choose to use your mind, and how much faith you have in being able to use your mind to affect your physical world. I encourage you to cultivate a new, self-declared openness to anything and everything being a possibility for you. Having an open mind and suspending your disbelief allows you to experience new vistas, while your closed mind keeps you trapped in your old ways of thinking and seeing. Real magic is only available to those who can imagine any and all possibilities, while letting the how it will happen take care of itself. You've been subjected to what amounts to an indoctrination of your own limits as a physical being. Begin to affirm to yourself that there are literally no limits to the powers that you possess. The central premise is that you become what you think about all day, and those days become your lifetime. Keep one little corner of your mind open to miracle making. Know this is possible for you too.